Blog Talk Radio.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shakin', thumpin', hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
Baby, this ain't trickin', we got it. Order what you want at the bar, we pops it. Hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shakin', thumpin', hell crazy, high heels on.
My boy Gesto, what's good, gang? Let me scream at him for a minute.
Y'all know what it is. Yo, flying, flashing, doing my thing. Deep down in the club, making it rain. And gas in the VIP. When I step up in the club, all eyes on me. I hit the dance floor, do the swag on. Please excuse my hands, they get their grab on. 700 on the product, 20 for the make. Turn out to bump into me and make me feel my drink. Got it full of rosé, check full of comma. Two-stepping with a nigga, baby mama. But we can tell they don't want no drama. It's our block, gun stop, he goin' to one shot.
We gon' get it up, club jumpin'. Shorty on the dance floor, shakin', thumpin'.
Watching me, ain't nobody watching you. I could buy the bar, but you could only buy a shot or two. I'm a hustler, homie, I had a theme stopping through. I done sold a rock or two, I do what I gotta do. Them ladies up in VIP looking poppable. And I'll probably pop them off, anything's pop.
Yes. 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 It is Hot Sugar. I am your host, Heaven Hollywood Hot Sugar. Sponsored by Dollhouse Radio. Of course, I should have along my little sidekicks from the Sugar Dish, Miss O.D., and Ari Good. We got a little taste of Back to Back from Drizzy Drake. The shot that ended, the right hook that ended this battle before it got started. Before we even heard Meek Mill's response, this battle was over. I can't say I'm surprised because I've been telling people for 3 years not to mess with Six Gods. People get too wrapped up in, oh, he's corny, oh, he's from Canada, oh, he's not a thug. You don't have to be a thug to know how to rip the mic. And you don't have to be a thug to be able to create and do homework on your opponent. And not just do homework on your opponent, do homework on the situation. That's what Drake did. Drake didn't have to go back into the archives and pull out something that happened to Meek 5 years ago, or say, yeah, when you had the dirty braids, you was poor and you stunk, you didn't wash, and you didn't have no money, and blah, blah, blah. Drake didn't have to go back into archives 5 years ago. He didn't have to go back into archives 2 years ago. He had to go back into archives even for last week. He kept it current. He spoke clearly and just absolutely made you rethink about the position of Meek Mill's in the relationship with Nicki Minaj. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? Plain and simple. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? When he said that, the battle in my mind was over. You see, Meek Mill, I'm not trying to defend him, because you know I love Drake. And I told everyone, I'm just surprised that so many people are surprised. That's what I'm surprised at. When if you listen to the two rappers, there's no way that, I don't know how anyone thought that Meek Mill could win this battle. Why? Because this thing about the tracks, about the reference tracks came out. No one cares about that. Meek Mill may have helped end his career this week, and I'll tell you why. Because the word out there now on the street is that Nicki's done with this. And when the tour is over, so are they. And Nicki doesn't want to mess her money up. They've got a lot of people, this Omeka, this hashtag Omeka garbage, a lot of people that bought into. So Nicki wants to finish the tour, finish out this Omeka stuff, and then pretty much say, we're better off friends, like Drake put in the record. Was it Issa? No, it wasn't Issa. Was it Jadakiss's song against Beanie Siegel? Probably not. But it may have been The Bitch in You. May have been as good as Common Sense record against Ice Cube. I see The Bitch in You. Because it was so cleverly thought out. It was so cleverly thought out. And Meek Mill being in his feelings destroyed any chance he may have had of winning this battle. Because he was too in his feelings. He didn't tweet out my album, and he didn't show up to my concert. The nigga was probably busy. He is worth, what, $75 million now? Or something like that? Maybe he was busy. Or too busy for you. Maybe he realized that you really didn't like him, even though you were proclaiming that you did. Drake's a pretty intelligent guy. He may have saw this coming. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure he saw it coming. I'm pretty sure him and Nicki used to text each other, and, you know, she would call him, allegedly call him Tiggly Boo, and text around and play around. And once she got with Meek, all that stopped. And Meek went out in the public eye and said, I don't care about what that ex did. The stuff she did with that ex, she ain't going to be doing with me. Once I claim somebody, there'll be no lap dances to other rappers and label mates. He's talking about Drake. Once Drake heard that, and then he coupled that with the fact that Nicki wasn't really talking to him, he wasn't really hearing from Nicki, texting and not getting responses, he said, oh, so this dude is pretty much in Nicki's ear. Then there started being stuff going around talking about Drake. People think Drake smashed Nicki at some point. And this is what I'm going to give you all the exclusive. This is what I'm going to give you for a little nugget. The night that Meek Mill just came out nowhere and said, don't be comparing me to Drake. Just like out of nowhere. He just came out of nowhere. Listen, if you're listening out there, raise your hand if you, when you heard the word Meek Mills, you think of Drake. How many people think of Drake when you heard when you hear the name Meek Mills? Raise your hand. Nobody's got their hand up. I have never once thought of Drake when I heard the word Meek Mills or the name Meek Mill. So that was fabricated. That was fabricated. So in order for him to start up this and go off on Drake, because he was kicked off at Drake not tweeting his album. He was kicked off. He was in his feelings that Drake didn't show up at his little album homecoming concert. But the main thing that started this fight was Nicki, because allegedly I got the word that they got into some sort of argument that night. And I believe it had something, if not all, to do with the champagne poppy, Drake. I don't know whether Meek asked her, you sure you ain't never smashed that nigga? You sure he ain't never got nothing? Are you sure? Because social media, you know, he's very emotional about social media. And the more he sees things on social media, he starts taking offense to them. So people going around saying, oh, man, you know the nigga smashed Nicki. And he got emotional. And on top of that, he wasn't liking the dude anyway because of him not tweeting the album. He pulled the same crap with Wale. And then on top of that, Drake is starting to piece together these little nuggets. Because allegedly Safari, the ex-boyfriend of Nicki, now he done contacted Drake and said, Meek was just using you to get the Nicki. Because Meek used to talk shit about you. Meek don't really fuck with you. He was just using you to get the Nicki. So Drake is piecing all this together. And that's probably why Drake gave him a fucking verse that he didn't write. Follow me? So when the Rico came out and Meek done found out now that Drake didn't write Rico, now he's pissed off. But Drake gave him a verse like that on purpose because that's a way of Drake saying, fuck you. I'm just giving you anything. Because I already know what's going to happen. Nigga, you don't like me. You fronting like you like me. Now that you done got Nicki, you know, fuck you. I'm not tweeting shit. Fuck you and your homecoming concert. So while, yes, he was mad over that, Meek was not, that's not what set Meek off. What set him off was the fight with Nicki, the argument with Nicki Minaj, and probably over Drake. Now, after Meek comes out and says, oh, he don't even write his own rhymes. Don't be comparing me to Drake, which no one ever did. He just made that up, looking for an excuse. Don't be comparing me to Drake. No one thinks about Drake when they hear the word Meek Mill. This is what I'm not getting. That's like me just coming out and saying, and don't be comparing me to Floyd Mayweather. Do you think of Heaven Hollywood when you hear the name Floyd Mayweather? No. And you don't think of Drake when you hear the word Meek Mill. That's something Meek created in order to throw the, and he don't write his own rhymes out there. And that all stemmed from the fight from Nicki. I've already gotten confirmation. Now, here comes Funkmaster Flex jumping in it. I got the reference tracks, which he didn't have. He was getting the word from another DJ who we'll get into later, who was the only DJ who had these reference tracks. But Flex is on the radio lying, saying he got the reference track when he didn't. Then Drake hears about all this, gets enough preparation. He drops the Charged Up, which we played last week, last Saturday. He dropped Charged Up. And it went off from there. I think Ari's with me.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
951 area code.
What are you doing?
Nothing. What's going on? We want to get into what happened with you a couple of weeks ago when we didn't get a chance to discuss it.
Oh, what I do?
Okay. This is 951.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're on the air. This is Hot Sugar.
I know.
Okay, so this is Ari.
Yes.
Well, I'm saying we want to get into what happened with your little nomination.
Oh, yeah. I lost. Duh. I didn't lose. Basically, from what I've been told, industry politics, that Spearmint Rhino was going to sweep the awards this year. So at some point,
right,
they had to pick a category in which not to give us. And it's easier to give, you know, actual people, you know, the boot instead of, you know, actual entire clubs or companies or whatever shit. So anyways, fuck them.
We're going to get into that, but we want to hear exactly what happened. I got my left hand Bears with me, Miss OD.
What's going on?
Hey, lady.
So,
hey.
Are two ladies with me? So we're finishing up on, I'm trying to tell the people how this whole thing that swept the nation this week how this whole Drake Meek Mills thing got kicked off. As I said last week, we played the Charged Up. It had dropped while we were on the air. Just as a little subtle thing. Now, like I said, Meek Mill was in his feelings from the beginning. This is how it all started. And I'm trying to tell people that this whole thing, when Meek came out and created this fake comparison in order to start a beef with Drake. So he came out and said, and don't be comparing me to Drake.
As I said,
for everybody listening, raise your hand as if when you hear the word Meek Mills, you think of Drake. Nobody got their hand up.
Even though Meek signed a Maybach, every time I hear Meek Mill, I think of a fucking mixtape. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So that's like me, like I said in this old day, that's like me saying, just coming out of nowhere and going on Twitter and saying, and don't be comparing me to Floyd Mayweather. When you hear the word Heaven Hollywood, do you think of Floyd Mayweather?
No.
So that's just like, so Meek was doing this because he was designing some fake reason in order to throw out this so-called exposing of Drake. Now, the reason this happened is because allegedly him and Nicki done got into some sort of argument, probably over Drake, but Meek was in his feelings. Drake had not tweeted his album. Drake didn't come to his homecoming concert. And he was tight about it.
I think Wale gave us a preview of how Meek is the typical Philly
right.
dude. Like,
right.
when Wale was like, dude, listen, we're signed to the same label, but don't mean I got to fuck with you like that unless it's actually at a label event. So I think we kind of got a taste there, but it looked like Wale was being the dickhead when in all reality, Meek was still in his feelings where it's like, well, you're supposed to be my brother, my label mate. You're not supporting me. And someone's like, dude, not everybody you ever fucking meet in life has to publicly support you.
Right. So
seriously, but
so
I'm not surprised. Anybody who knows Philly knows how emotional they are. Like, niggas in Philly are the main ones that be like, I'm the realest nigga alive, but then dry snitch on people, and then be like, but I keep it real. Like, nigga, what? You just told. We all just got indicted. What the fuck are you talking about?
So, he comes out with that out of nowhere, and everyone's on Twitter like, what? Then, he brings this dude in who's eating off of Drake, who Drake has personally on his writing team, paying him $5,000 a month to write a joint for him, and then Meek goes and exposes that. Now you're messing with this dude's food. So the dude is like, you dragging me into this for? Now, the moment Meek mentions Drake don't write his own lyrics, Drake was on his phone creating a song.
Obama doesn't write his own speeches, but he's still the fucking man, so what's he talking about?
Right. He saw this coming. And the reason why, Meek Mill, if you didn't, when Drake ended up giving this song Rico, which was the song he's got with Meek, the reason why Drake wasn't promoting that song is because Meek is now pissed off because he found out that the verse Drake gave him, he didn't write. Quentin Miller wrote. So Meek is saying, if I had known he didn't even write it, I would have gave it back to him because I'm not into tricking my fans. But the reason, bitch nigga, that Drake gave you a verse he did not write is because he has now figured out that you really don't fuck with him. You really
yeah.
don't like him. He's already figured that out. And the reason why he's figured that out is because Safari, Nicki's ex, has already contacted Drake and said, this nigga don't really fuck with you. He was just using you to get the Nicki. Because he's been plotting on Nicki for years.
So he befriended Drake because Drake and Nicki was
Nicki.
Cool. He befriended Drake to get the Nicki.
But hopefully,
so
if Nicki
Drake
wasn't giving up no fucking pillow talk, because that shit'll bite her in the ass.
Right. And Drake done figured this out because Drake's an intelligent dude. So he's noticing now that, oh, I'm texting Nicki, Nicki ain't texting me back. Nicki ain't really fucking me since she been with this dude. And he already done came out and said all that other stuff that she was doing with her ex-nigga, that's going to stop. There ain't going to be no giving label mates lap dances and kissing on rappers. He's already done laid that down. So now Drake is noticing, oh, shit, Nicki ain't really fucking with me like that. And he's put that shit together. So when Meek Mill decides that he's going to expose Drake with this songwriting bit, then he gets Flex into it. And this is when the debacle happened last week, last Monday. Funkmaster Flex comes on and says, we got the reference tracks to this Drake joint, to Drake's joint.
Shame on him.
But my thing is, you're a DJ. Yes, of course. I mean, granted, you know, this ain't back in the day where DJs need to be taking sides with labels, where it was like at one point Hot 97
right.
was back and Jimmy and all them, and, you know, Jay
right.
was with certain radio DJs. Now, where the industry is so washed out, DJs don't need to be picking sides because who's hot now isn't going to be hot tomorrow.
Right. So, you know, Flex has to, for whatever, oh, we got to do it for hip-hop, and Drake is this dude is on the Sprite cans with Rakim and Biggie and Nas. This dude don't belong on the Sprite cans. He's not even writing his own raps. So now he's going to put a hand in exposing Drake. Now, Flex is on the, now, I'm already at the point in time, and I'm not even going to say who it was. I'm on the phone at this time with a dude, and this dude drives the tour bus for a very famous DJ. Now, this DJ at the time is the only dude who has these reference tracks. So Flex is on the air lying, saying he got the tracks, but he's really begging the other dude via text and phone to send the tracks to him because he's on air. Now, I'm listening. My man got me on the phone. I am listening to this dude in the background call this DJ over and over begging for these tracks. This dude wants to expose Drake. So he's begging this DJ for these tracks. Meanwhile, Meek Mill, who done told Flex that he's coming up there for the interview, and he got a diss record response. But what he really thought he was going to have was the same reference tracks. So now he's calling this DJ begging. These dudes are calling this DJ begging him, send me those tracks. Please, we got to expose this dude. So the DJ is like, I'm good with Drake. Why should I do that? Me and Drake are cool. You got to do it for hip-hop, man. You know, this dude is out here faking and tricking
Excuse
people.
Excuse me, what the fuck is hip-hop? Like, seriously.
Hip-hop been gay.
Like, all of a sudden, by exposing Drake, the sun's going to shine brighter, Biggie's going to come up from the fucking grave, Tupac's going to be resurrected. Like, what the fuck is this?
So, I totally agree. So now, Meek, you know, Drake Josta charged up. This dude is now trying to expose Drake with the reference tracks. The DJ is saying, I don't care, I'm not giving them up. So Flex looked like an idiot going off the air. He promised everybody he's going to have a response from Meek Mill. He didn't get it. So now he looks dumb. So he's continuously calling this DJ. Then, when he don't get it, then Drake hits him with the back-to-back. Ugh. Ugh.
That's crazy.
Drake, who's now prepared. Ugh.
And you know what the crazy thing about it is, too? Because I was having this conversation yesterday that Drake, his track, those things are actual radio-ready singles. So you can, you're going to make at least a full mil off of each one off of fucking iTunes alone. Your mix shit sounds like, again, off of mixtapes. He's only making, you know, little points and shit about, like, private shit. That's like an inside joke. That's like if me and Miss OD got a joke, and then we start clowning you. The world doesn't know what the joke is. It's just a bunch of fucking gibberish.
Well, I was, wasn't they saying before that they think that he was trying to get at everybody all at once in this song? Like, Fiery Drake. Like, just round them all up, knock them all down.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes.
When that part came, I said, this battle's over. You see, Meek is still here, finger fucking around on the internet. He already don't call them Twitter fingers. Trigger finger turn to Twitter fingers. You're getting bodied by a singing nigga.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, Meek ain't never headlined a tour a day in his life. Matter of fact, the first, one of the first arena tours that he ever did without Ross was on fucking Drake's tour. So it's like you're talking shit about people that basically helped make your career, regardless who wrote what.
All in all, he feels like he's winning because he's smashing Nicki, and he knows that Drake's been wanting it for years. So this was all just him throwing it in his face like, yeah, nigga, I got the pussy so I can say what the fuck I want to say to you. That's what it all boils down to, because he called that nigga out from the clear blue sky.
Right. But you always have to remember, like Drake said in Charged Up, there is still no guarantee that Drake did not fuck Nicki. You see, that's always going to be, that's what started this argument in the first place. Because Meek's in his feelings, seeing some things on the internet, some dudes tweeting him pictures of Nicki giving Drake a lap dance, and Nicki with her legs wrapped around Drake on stage, and there was a picture of them kissing backstage one time. So this is what got him in his feelings in the first place. And that's why Drake threw that out there and charged up. Rumor has it, I fucked or I never could. So Meek, at this time, now everybody is saying, Meek, what's going on? This boy done dropped two records on you. And you're supposed to be the battle cat. You're supposed to be the battle rapper. But what they didn't know was Meek Monday went into the studio to try to record a diss record, and he had nothing. I got this school. He had nothing. He came out of there. He was in the studio for 5 hours. He came out with nothing. Because, again, I told people, and I'm not defending Meek. I love Drake. But Meek was in a very tough situation, because what can he really say? If he already exposed his hand for the reference tracks, and people responded like, so, we don't care. People were saying they don't give a fuck. Like Charlamagne said, nobody cares who prepares the food as long as the food tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
No one cares. So they made it clear to him.
I think Meek learned that day. That's why niggas have ghostwriters, because sometimes you ain't got it yourself.
Yep.
Right. So.
I bet he wished he had one that day.
Right. Exactly. So then he comes out, still waiting, Still waiting. Now, what he's waiting on are still these reference tracks. Instead of going in the studio and writing some bars like we've seen him capable of doing in the past, instead of writing bars, he's trying all this trickery. I'm going to send the tracks out. But the dude who has the tracks ain't giving them up. So now by the time Bitch Ass Sweat starts calling labels, now he's trying to put the press on the DJ. And it's all been revealed, so I'll come out and say it. The DJ who had the tracks is DJ Drama. He's the only DJ who had the reference track. Fletch starts calling labels, threatening labels. They ain't not going to play the artist record if they don't get Drama to give up them tracks.
But the thing is, let's be real. I don't give a fuck. DJs don't hold radio DJs. When iHeartRadio and all them fucking Clear Channel motherfuckers bought everybody out, regardless of them changing their names or whatever, DJs don't hold weight like they used to. And Flex, he done sold out years ago as soon as he had his own little Ford Flex fucking commercial car and all this other bullshit. So nobody's even thinking twice about him. He goes where his checks go. So if he tries to tell the president of a label, I'm not playing your track, you think the president of the label ain't gonna call the president who owns the fucking global radio whatever and be like, we got somebody being disobedient? Like, who is he to threaten anybody? Dude, you're going to play what the fuck they tell you to play. That's why every fucking set he plays has the same goddamn 10 songs. I don't care how many bombs you drop on it, how many fucking bring it back, I need it from the tops you fucking got. It is what it is. You play what you're told to play.
So, Meek Mill, finally, after the song done came out, after Drake done sent on the record, I done gave y'all 4 days,
how are you supposed to be known for being a battle rapper? You're known for this, and it still takes you a good fucking week to come up with some bullshit.
Because he ain't hungry no more.
And he drops the record, and the record is an absolute bomb. Just bombs out. He's coming on there. He sounds like he got bowling balls in his mouth. That's the first thing. You can't understand nothing he's saying. He's jumping all over the place. And then when his song first drops, I'm like, uh-oh. When the song first dropped, I said, uh-oh, Drake might be in trouble. But then after the third verse, he goes into them reference tracks. He totally stops his momentum, and he plays that stupid reference track. My nigga, you have been talking about this for a week. We know. We get it. Drake now has writers to come in on certain songs because probably he's too fucking busy, and he's now to the point where he's got guys helping him out on songs. And like I said, when people were getting on me saying, well, why do you give Drake a pass? He's right. I said, if you come and tell me, if you found a reference track for You're the Fucking Best, then I'll have a problem. If you come with me and find me a reference track for all his hits, all them hits he had with Young Money, and prove to me that this nigga never wrote not one song, then I would have a problem.
That's a Milli Vanilli shit.
Just because you're talented, does that mean you have to know to write? I mean, like, what if I could sing my ass off but don't have it in me to put a great song together? Does that mean I'm not talented?
It's different with singers. No, it's different with singers. Rappers, people take very personal because the lyrics that you come out, you know, when you're listening to a rapper, I know me personally, I'm a big fan of hip-hop. When I'm listening to a rapper, I prefer that those words are coming from them. Because now I'm out there vouching. Right. I'm out there vouching
but
for him.
Ross is still talking about selling dope and all this other bullshit, and that nigga ain't flipped the key, so what about his music? You can't relate to him right now.
Right. But, no, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, Percy, like me, that's how I feel. But however, the reason why this doesn't bother me, because when I first heard this new album that Drake put out, the first thing I said was, this shit is trash. I'm like, this don't sound like Drake. Now, I said this before I even heard about Quentin Miller. Because I know how Drake writes. I know how Drake, I said, wait a minute. This shit is garbage. And the only, and then the first thing I saw, I think was, oh man, Drake, he on his Lil Wayne shit now. Once Lil Wayne got comfortable, Lil Wayne just started spitting anything. So that's what I started. I said, oh, okay, Drake is going to get, you know, got too comfortable. He got one foot in Hollywood. All the white people love him. He got every, he done broke the record for singles. I said, he done got comfortable now. I played that CD one time, and I have not played it since. So when I found out that he didn't write 10 bands, shit, I was relieved. I wasn't mad. I was relieved. I said, thank God. Okay, here's my explanation for why this album was so garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't write it. He didn't write half the album. So, and then the song that's playing, Energy, the hot one, he wrote. The 6 p.m. in New York, he wrote. All the hot joints that sound like Drake, he wrote. That's why I don't have the issue with it. But Meek, now, after he puts this trash out and just getting clowned, I don't think I've ever seen anyone get clowned on social media the way Meek Mill got clowned on social media that night.
I saw some shit from somebody that was like, nah, this nigga is officially from Delaware.
Yeah, oh my God, they were going in on this dude. They made a fake tweet from the city of Philadelphia and said, Meek Mills, you are no longer from Philadelphia. You let the city of Philadelphia down, fuck boy.
Damn.
I mean, there was, even the, he used the Undertaker's music. The Undertaker tweeted him like, yo, I'm suing you. You use my music for that trash. The Undertaker from wrestling. He's at least suing Meek Mills for $500,000 because Meek Mills used his intro music.
No
and then
way.
He said, I probably wouldn't even sue you if the record was halfway decent. You put my theme music on some garbage. Now I'm thinking about suing you.
Oh, that's rough.
Mm-hmm.
He now, just hit 4 mil. He about to lose some of it already.
So mm-hmm. Now he went. And if you notice, your woman didn't tweet out your record. Nikki's like, I'm not getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
So Nikki stayed clear. Because if you notice, Drake, very calculated, never disrespected Nikki, never said an insult about Nikki.
Nah, but
he,
you know, he got a couple in the chamber and she does decide.
Well,
to
that's because Nikki ain't the
right
one that came for him.
Right, but you know, Nikki is that's Nikki's guy. Nikki's supporting his guy. So what I'm saying is Drake could have easily flew off the handle like, oh bitch, that's why I fucked you, or something or another, or something along
he
those lines.
He doesn't have a reason to disrespect her until
right.
some pillow talk shit comes out with Meek that only people within Young Money knew about,
right.
or Nicki. Or,
that's right.
So until Meek said some shit that wouldn't nobody else know, he has no reason to.
Right, and he didn't. And then if you notice, Nicki, that's your man. Nicki didn't tweet and say, "Oh, my boo dropped the record." She didn't even got to say, Nicki didn't tweet, didn't do nothing, had nothing to do with him.
Would you?
The record.
Would you?
Or, why isn't he mad at Nicki? He got mad at Drake for not
tweeting
his record.
Would you tweet that shit was coming out? She probably heard that shit and was like, you know what, babe, I'm just going to stay out of it because I don't want to get in the middle of it. Knowing that shit was super whack and she couldn't tell that nigga. So she had to be fronting on him. Like, you know what, I'm going to just say, I'm Switzerland here.
I'm going to say neutral. this is my thing. Who around Meek Mills told him, yo, that's the one right there, son. That's that fire. Who?
Them same family members he talk about employing and keeping off the street. Them motherfuckers.
Exactly. Them yes men, them enablers that told him, that's that fire. You got him, son. put it out. You're going to eat for him. That's the ether.
That was far from ether, sir.
As Meek puts the record out, so then in the record, let's talk about the record. Before the record dropped, I said, I'm going to tell you right now what Meek's going to have in this record. He's going to talk about them reference tracks again. He's going to talk about how Drake ain't a gangster. He's going to talk about Diddy smacking him. And then he's going to talk about something that nobody knows about. What happened? First few lines. Right. This one, I'm going into that. First few lines, he talks about the reference tracks. Check. Then he goes into, I'll have the guns at your neck. You know you're not that, you know you ain't about that life, I have the guns at your neck. Check.
Yeah, okay.
He's not a gangster. Then he goes into Diddy smacked him. Check. And then I said, he's going to tell us something that I said either that Nicki told him or he's going to tell us some inside shit. So by the time he gets to the last verse, as he's already done jumped on Safari for a second, jumped on Joe Buttons for a second, now he's lost us because I don't know who the fuck he's talking about. So now he's on the last verse and he says, remember when Tips homeboy peed on you? No, he said, remember when you let Tips homeboy pee on you? Or did you think I forgot? So everybody's like, is he talking about Safari? Or is he talking about Drake? And what the fuck is he talking about? Who peed on who?
This nigga had ADD in that song, real talk.
So now that he done put that out there, niggas want to know who got peed on. So now they going back to, they got to find out, of course, from the internet, because he done dropped some shit that nobody knew about. So you can't laugh because you don't know the situation. Like, you never, this
That's
is the
what I'm
first
talking
time
about.
I've
he
ever heard this.
He was on some straight inside shit where it was almost kind of like, maybe we'd laugh too if we knew the fuck you were talking about.
Right. Meanwhile, Drake is on What's Happening Right Now. Is that a world tour or your girls tour? Shout out to all my boss, bitch, and wife and niggas. I mean, he's on some current shit that everyone can laugh at. He totally made everyone reevaluate their relationship. Next thing you know, you look on Instagram and they got Meek Mills in wedding dresses. All the memes just started coming.
That memes is disrespectful. They make you want to kill yourself.
That thing had me screaming.
For real, those so memes is fucked up.
Drake made everybody.
You'll be sitting in a meeting and all of a sudden trying to sneak and check out Instagram and you see some shit like that and start yelling and laughing your ass off in a meeting.
Word.
You know,
yeah, that memes Drake made life.
Yeah, those memes are crazy. Drake made everybody sit down and question their relationship, their reposition their relationship. That a world saw your girls tour. You know, that ain't what she meant when she said open up more. He's opening up for Nicki. That ain't what she meant when she meant open up more. And the current, so now we go on, so now people have to search on the internet. Well, who got peed on? So now Julia Beverly, the thought that she is, and I'm going to get on her.
Oh, Lord.
Everybody can look her up. Julia Beverly, who is the biggest thought in the music industry. She
Call
owns
us up,
this
girl.
Old,
right?
She owns this old struggling-ass magazine, Ozone Magazine. This is a magazine, this old bum-ass magazine that ain't put out an issue in God knows how long.
No, you know, she's
Everyone
one of those
knows.
People where you forget about till somebody mentions her again, but you're like, damn, she's still alive? Not saying you wish death on anybody, but you forget they're living until somebody brings them up again.
Right. She always pops her head out when there's
What's
some
her name?
Forbidden.
Frankie Beverly?
Wants, Julia Beverly. Okay,
Julia
you look her up.
Yeah.
She's at Julia Beverly on Twitter, and she's at Julia Beverly on Instagram. So here she comes, and she's already notorious. You can look stories up about her on the internet. She's notorious for fucking rappers for interviews. Right, this is what people used to always say about her. Of course, she denies it, but too many. If five motherfuckers say you fuck Fantaview, then you fuck Fantaview. Five different motherfuckers. So she fucking rapper to get these interviews. So now everyone knows that she works with Rick Ross. So that's Meek's camp. Oh, the story that I'm getting is it was at the Takers premiere. Takers? How long ago did Takers come out? 2010?
Wait,
2009?
What movie was that?
2009? Takers, I think Chris Brown was in it. I think that was Chris Brown's first movie. This is the story I'm getting. It was the Takers premiere, and T.I.'s homeboy, Big Gap, had just got out of federal prison, and he was at the premiere, and he was drunk, and he went and he pissed in the aisle, and he pissed on Drake, and everybody clowned Drake because he didn't respond. He didn't react.
Yo, if a nigga just got home from the feds and he's drunk, would you be quick to say anything to that nigga too? You just said you a singing ass nigga. You know you not built
right
for that life. He was smart about
it. First of all, three things. Number one, you're putting on a rap. You're telling us about something that happened in 2010, my nigga. That's you already lost. Number two, nobody knew what the fuck you talking about. Number three, I know who Big Gap is. This nigga's about 6'4", 300 pounds, and just got out of federal prison. And Drake is a multi-millionaire, okay? So I also know Drake's security, okay? Drake's one security guard is probably the meanest, craziest nigga I've ever seen in my life. Now, if this dude smashes this guy out of jail, who you think's getting sued? Drake. If this security guard, you know, because the dude, you know, and the story went, Julia Beverly, the thot, tried to make it seem like this dude pissed on Drake. But the real story is he accidentally, because he was drunk, got
someone Drake. I was just
going to
say, it's not even like he was trying to play the
And then he apologized. He said, yo, he apologized to Drake. Okay, but Julia Beverly tried to make it seem as though, like, the dude came and whipped his dick out and started pissing on Drake. And then Drake didn't do nothing. But the
real
story is...
I
want
to know what
Nicki
think about this damn rap he dropped. I would just love to get... Girl, what you think? Oh, Nika, what you think about that?
So... everybody is out there, oh, you know, all the Drake haters, oh, this nigga got peed on. Wasn't there. Julia Beverly's dot ass wasn't even there. And they believe in her. I was like, y'all believe her. I got fried ice cream to sell you. Because that bitch is a thot, and she works for Rick Ross. I know she probably fucked Ross by now. And she works for Rick Ross, so everything she's putting out there, to me, holds no weight. So... that's that. The other thing we want to talk about real quickly is these old ghetto-ass Browns. Rest in peace to Bobby Christina, who finally got overwhelmed and just couldn't recover from what she went through. They have an investigation now going against Nick Gordon for manslaughter or for murder, what have you. And this ghetto-ass Leola Brown, who we constantly keep seeing popping up in the middle of bullshit. She was the one who started that rumor about Whitney and that stylist years ago. She was responsible for that. She was the crackhead, Bobby Brown's crackhead sister, that came out and... by the way, DJ Drama is getting hammered on social media. Everybody is going to his page, calling him a snitch. All the Drake fans are all over him. And then he tweeted out, wow, people, I put my integrity on the line. So he eventually gave up the track. I put my integrity on the line, and for what? Shaking my head. So rumor has it now he's going around saying that was the worst mistake he ever made.
What you give up the tracks for?
Well, from what I was told, the label started pressuring him. His label started pressuring him because you gotta remember, Meek is under Roc Nation. So they threatening to get Jay-Z involved and drama, you'll never work, you know, you're gonna get
blackballed. You would have to have Jay-Z my motherfucking front door for me to risk my fucking integrity. Because at the end of the day, you could get dropped from any label any fucking day, and then what?
Right. And the thing is this, I'm not going to mention the names because I want to be in the middle of it. But there was rappers. This is how much Drake is hated that we didn't realize. There was rappers calling him, known rappers, calling him, offering him $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for the reference tracks, just so they can expose Drake.
And he didn't give that up.
It's
like, but the thing is, that just goes to show there's hating dudes like there are hating bitches. People just can't stand the fact that you are the one winning right now. It's his time. So it's like, I don't get it. I'm not really a fan of anybody. I don't go to concerts unless somebody's giving me tickets because I'm not a fan of anybody enough. The first concert tickets that I purchased, no bullshit, in the last 8 years were just my tickets to go see fucking Janet. Every other concert I've ever gone to is because fucking somebody gave me tickets. I was working it or I was what fucking ever. But I've never been a fan of anybody enough to purchase tickets. So it's not even like, oh, I'm a big Drake fan. But even when I saw his tour, when he had Meek opening up for him, I didn't buy those fucking tickets. They were given to me. I'm dead ass serious. Like, so it's just, for me, it's like, why are people hating on him so much? Because he's the one right now.
Well, that's how people are. That's how people are. They hate when you're winning. I mean, and the thing is, so now they're calling drama a snitch. They're calling it, and his take on it is, they're putting press on me. I could have sold if I didn't sell the tracks, but what happened is now somebody in the labels has them put out there that drama sold the tracks, which I personally know he did not. He could have sold it to the rapper down there in Georgia, known rapper who doesn't really make music anymore. He's into movies, but he's very well known. He don't like Drake, asking for $60,000 to offer him the money. He didn't give it up to him. So the rumor's going around now that drama sold the tracks. So now Meek Mill done blamed now on drama. Because he dropped a piece of garbage diss record. Now he's blaming drama for taking so long to give him the reference track that he messed up his strategy. So now drama is saying he got everybody calling him a snitch, and now I done probably messed up my friendship with Drake for no reason. Because now Drake ain't gonna fuck with me because everyone in the whole record industry realized. So they're going in on this dude on his page, which you can see. Let me tell you how far Meek Mill has fell. There was a video that you can see on Hot Sugar of last night at Griffin in New York City. Now, Meek's song Dreams and Nightmares is a club banger. People go crazy when that song comes on. They played that song last night, and for the first 30 seconds, nothing but booze.
Damn.
This boy done ruined his career. Nothing but booze, and they booed him until they threw on back-to-back. And they threw on crowd went crazy. Meek, you done messed up, bruh. You getting donkeys of the day. This dude done sent Charlemagne bottles. Guy he can't stand and didn't stand him. He done got Charlemagne on his side. Said I can send bottles to Charlemagne and then actually sent Charlemagne 6 bottles. You know, representing the 6. His hometown. It was just calculated. You know, just Meek was unprepared, and this dude was calculated all the way down to the artwork. The artwork of Back to Back had the Toronto Blue Jays beating the Philadelphia Phillies on the artwork. And I believe that home run was Toronto's back-to-back World Series. He
but
put that on the cover.
But see, that's the thing is, Drake is an actual fucking brand, so he has a team behind him, a graphic artist, a marketing team, a publicist,
right.
An East Coast publicist, West Coast publicist, European publicist, all this bullshit. Meek is an artist on a label. Even when it comes
right.
to the business sense, Meek cannot fuck with him.
Right. And which is what I was telling people. I was telling people that. At the end of the day...
That's like Tyra Banks going after Oprah. She was like, bitch, sit down.
That's right. Right. At the end of the day, the whole P thing, I don't care. Because we don't really know what happened. Okay? And Drake, probably, if he would have... like we always say, he's not a gangster, so why would he try to fight a guy that just came out of jail?
And honestly, I'd rather somebody put it out there that somebody fucking peed on Ari and she didn't do anything, and you could make up any reason. One, I don't want to go back to jail. Two, that's
right.
not my style. Three, I felt bad for the motherfucker and was just like, no, it's cool. You know, I'm going to throw these away tomorrow anyways. Whatever. Instead of somebody, you know, or Ari fucking peed on herself. I'd be more embarrassed if you dropped this record like I fucking pissed on myself. You know, so it's like, fuck it. I mean, I've had a bitch throw up on me before, and in my head, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm ready to punch her in the fucking face. But I'm like, you know what? She's drunk. Nothing. I rubbed her back. I hope to get the rest of the throw up out of her and on me so she feel better. But at the end of the day, I was like, this fucking bitch. But you know what? I can't even be fucking mad. Let me just help you out. Let me get your friends to get you the fuck away from me. So, you know, people are fucking people. And Meek is an artist and Drake is a fucking brand. It is what it is.
You know, bottom line,
he thought Nicki was going to back him up, and then when he seen shit was going sour, that's what took him so long to come out with some shit. He was trying to convince her to back his ass up with the info and shit. I think it was left out to dry, and now he mad.
So, mm-hmm. what I'm getting, the exclusive.
You ain't back me up. You fucking that nigga. I know you was. If you were fucking him, you would have gave me some dirt.
Right, so what I'm getting is, and we'll see if this happens, from what I'm getting is that after this tour, Nicki's done with this dude.
Of course he is. He's fucked up
she's
our money
already,
now.
Right,
now he's
she's already
money.
Gotten
now
her
he'll
head.
No, he'll no longer and look like a come-up for her. Before
right.
everybody was talking about, that's a come-up from Safari, now he just played
it's
himself.
It's so cute. Yeah, it's so cute, this Omeka, and from what I hear, she's ready to end. But Nicki is about her money, and she's not going to end it. She's got people sucked in. They got this hashtag Omeka thing going. You know, people
but
are
you
done,
know what?
You know, done,
he picked the wrong dude because he already showed he has pussy tendencies. So hopefully that nigga didn't learn too much about your personal life in this, you know, few months escapade, because he'd be the one to fucking
put a sex
you on
tape
black.
Out. Yeah, he'll be the one to put out the sex tape. Like, you know, Safari, she knows that she can say whatever she wants to Safari, because even though Safari got 12 years in, he's just not that guy. He's not going to go and explode, because deep down inside, he still loves Nicki. So he's not going to go, and she knows that. So no matter what she says, fuck you, nigga, ain't no bitch-ass nigga ever write my rhymes, and they can't write my rhymes, they don't have the mind state, and this, that, and the other. Because she knows Safari is not going to put out no sex tapes. And he's got plenty. And so he's on the radio station and said, I got 12 years of content. Of course I got sex tapes. But he
nigga said,
knows,
I was with you before you had eyebrows, bitch.
Right. He's been
he
eating your butt for 12 years. Stop it.
With her when she still had her mama's nose.
Right.
Wow.
This dude, but she knows Safari's not that guy. Meek is emotional. The moment she dumps Meek, there'll be a sex tape on her. I'm telling you, there'll be a sex tape in a week. There'll be a sex tape in a week. He's the guy. to do that. Because he's going to say, I lost all credibility. You got me all soft. You got dudes calling me soft. Now I lost a battle. I'm getting clowned all over the social media. Bitch, you going to pay.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to put out that sex tape, and all that's going to do is catapult her even higher than she already is, because niggas can't wait to see that shit, and he's going to just look like the dirtbag. So either way, he's still losing.
I'll tell you right now, he puts out a sex tape with Nikki, I'm first in line. I'm cutting people.
She would sue the shit out of him. She will sue the shit out of him and take all the $3 million that he got. Watch. She'll sue him for more than that $3 million he got. Make that nigga bankrupt and having to owe money.
Oh my God. So anyway, that's pretty much our show. We'll have to get into the other stuff next week. It'll still be going on. We had to cover this Drake thing. I had to drop some exclusive for y'all about the reason why they were really arguing. And like I said, it's basically argument started with Meek and Nicki. May or may not have been over Drake, but that started the argument. Drake pretty much figured out that Meek Mills really don't give a fuck about him, really don't like him. And that's the reason why he stiffed him with the record. That's the reason why he didn't tweet his record. Because he had already figured out, because Safari had already hit him up and said, that nigga don't really fuck with you. He was simply just using you to get the Nicki.
Mm-hmm.
And then Drake started thinking, like, you know what?
All that shit makes sense.
It makes sense. So, and I got that confirmed. I got that confirmed that Safari placed a phone call with Drake. And that's probably why this dude started, you know, questioning. Because in the meantime, Safari's also telling him, she's still texting me. She's still emailing me. I got the proof. I'll send you the texts. You know, so in the little diss record that he put out, which was absolutely trash, it may have been better than Meek's, though, he said, you know, Safari's in his feelings, too, but he's got 12 years. He's got 12 years of reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand him being in his feelings, because Nicki's trying to discredit him like he's some bum, but he's got writing credits on your album.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's saying to her, oh, no bitch nigga could never write for me, but he got credits as a writer on your album. You could go in there and see it.
Well, who's to say she didn't just do that for her boo at the time, so he yellow bread in his pocket?
Well, you know what? But then there's no way you can prove that you did that, because you gave him writing credits. So he now says, look, there's my credits right there. She didn't come out and say, well, I just did that just to be nice.
Let's hope this train wreck ends, because right now Nicki and Meek are looking like the hip-hop Bobby and Whitney, and we see how that shit turns out. So,
oh, it's going to get worse.
Anyway, that is our show. We didn't even get into everything else, because this thing just took over. It's still trending. Like, Meek, I believe, got 4.
Yeah, because people feel like he really didn't put nothing out. They still waiting for him to come with some fire.
Right. And you know what? If I'm Drake, I said, man, ain't no need of me responding. If you're Meek Mill, please, just forget about Drake. Because like I said, it doesn't matter now what you put out.
It doesn't.
Because you can't, again, you can't say anything that's going to affect this dude. You've already came with your best bullets. Oh, he don't write his own shit. So now, what are you going to come back with? Again, you're not a gangster. You don't write your own verses. Oh, remember everybody, he doesn't write his own verses. You know what? Drake, no homo, is better looking. He got more money. He got higher status. He got more hits. He's more popular. And he just may have fucked your bitch before you. What can you really say to him?
Nada. And if nothing else, Drake probably has the power to start pushing you out of the industry. So,
right.
You know, he could probably make phone calls
later. And the scary part, right. And the scary part is, Ari, and so there we end, Drake's, I hear, got another joint. He's still got more fire. I heard he got one in the clip called 3-peat. That he's just waiting. And if he released this, Meek is a dead man.
Mm-hmm.
If he released another track after Meek put out that trash, Meek will never recover. So, Drake, I'm going to ask you, just for this, I don't want to see anybody out of work.
Meek should have waited till he had, no, Meek should have waited till he actually married Nicki's ass then to go in, because then at least you have some fucking security.
Right.
Okay.
Meek, please. Drake, please don't end this dude's career. We want to see people eating around here. We don't
Not me. I don't get paid off for either one of them motherfuckers. One of them better bury the other one.
That's
we already know how
that's going to turn out. True, Ari. That's our show. We'll be back next week, 11 p.m. Eastern time. It's Hot Sugar. Oh, my goodness. Hot Sugar. Ari, Ms. OZ,
nope.
We'll see you next week.
Next week.
Woo!
Later.
I don't want to hear about it ever again.